Gett's knowledge of Florida politics is intimate. His father, Don, once presided over the state Senate. Gett's won a seat in the Florida House of Representatives in 2010 at 28, beginning a six-year stint in Tallahassee. In the state house, Gett's, who bills himself as a pro-military, pro-border security, libertarian Republican, defied the party agenda to back legislation that would allow terminally ill patients to pursue medical marijuana treatment. "The Speaker of the House called me to yell at me for pulling an ambush," Gett's recalls, "but we got that bill passed in a year." It's easy to write Gett's off as nothing more than a troll, someone who provokes for provocation's sake. But to do so is to ignore both his policy interests — he sponsored 15 bills this term — and the skill with which he reads the Republican electorate. His audience is the demographic of Americans whose politics are less dogma than reflex, a reaction to the perceived sanctimony of a progressive cultural climate that treats conservatives as a punchline and scolds those who fail to use the correct gender pronouns. People in the media grew up in the Northeast and can't comprehend the notion that there are people who like to go out to the clay pits and shoot, and afterward go eat fried chicken, Gett says. That's the cultural bias that I think people were reacting to when they supported Trump, in particular in his assault on the media. The media became a prop in 2016. Gett declared his candidacy for Congress 4 days after Trump won the South Carolina primary and spent much of his campaign stumping for the candidate. "I'd knock on doors and people would discuss Trump," he says. They'd say, "You know what? He says a lot of the stuff that I'm thinking."